Thanks be to God, we have used the short form of the narration of the Passion of Jesus Christ, and I hope that I won't talk too long, for our listening span is so short. The center of the narration of the Passion is, of course, Jesus Christ. How he embraced the cross, the pains, the insult, the psychological shame into himself in order for us to present as a holy and a living sacrifice to the Father. In other words, to be saved. When we face a lot of difficulties, trials, and pains, we usually ask God, why do you send me these sacrifices, these sufferings? Human as we are, there's always a tendency for us to shun away from these pains, the sufferings, and the cross. But not with Jesus. He embraced it freely. He did it out of love for you and me. And you know, Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament. The book of the prophet Isaiah today, Passion Sunday, presents to us a vision of the servant of God. According to the prophet Isaiah, not according to Father Noel, the servant of God will speak in behalf of God. So his words are not his words. His words came from God. He is the spokesman of God. And since he's the spokesman of God, there are those people who do not like to listen to the word of God because they are hit by the word of God. And these people tried to malign this servant of God. They even reject him, not so much for his person, but because he bore the word of God. He speaks the word of God. And so this servant of God suffered greatly. He suffered a lot. He was insulted. He was spat upon in his face. Physically, he was hurt. He suffered many bruises. But what is so consoling and what is so encouraging is the attitude of this servant of God. You know what is his attitude, Beth? What was his attitude? Never, never give up. We might say, we might think, oh, this is not my work, Lord. I am proclaiming your word. But why do I suffer? Why do I suffer insult? Why do I suffer so much pain, hurt, physical hurt? I don't deserve this. I should give up. I should surrender. But the servant of God did not. He did not give up. He did not surrender. You know why? What is the reason, my dear brothers and sisters? Because God is his help. He had his anchor on God. And so this servant of God said, I will not be put to shame. No matter what they do to me, I will never be in disgrace. Because God is on my side. I have a great anchor, and that is God. Now the question for us, my dear brothers and sisters, will we follow the same path that this servant of God showed us? When we encounter so much pain, when we encounter so much shame, physical hurt, psychological problems in our life, can we say to God, I am not ashamed. I am not disgraced because you are with me. You are my anchor in my life. This Sunday, my dear brothers and sisters, is not only a Passion Sunday, but it is a challenge for us. This is a Discipleship Sunday because we are challenged to become followers of Jesus. Now the question is, are we willing to follow the servant of God on his way to the cross, on his way of offering himself to other people? Come to think of it, my dear brothers and sisters, this is our master, and he did not promise us a rose garden. He promised us crosses. Now the question that lingers, that should linger into our mind is, will I still follow him? Will I say, embrace my cross? Remember, God is my help. God is my safe anchor. This is exemplified in the second reading. The beautiful poem of St. Paul to the Philippians, and it is also addressed to us. The kenotic experience of Jesus. What is kenosis? The self-emptying of Jesus. By the way, let me see my codigo. Jesus as the Messiah did not cling to his dignity as the Son of God. He could have boasted to people, I am the Son of God. But for a moment, Jesus did not glory in the title as the Son of God. And according to St. Paul, what did Jesus do? He stripped himself of this dignity, of this glory as the Son of God. And what did he do? He became a servant. He became even a slave. Look at that. A slave. A nun. A servant. Who is here who holds a highest position, who wants to be a slave or a servant? Oh, Father, I don't want that. I have been in that position. That's why I don't want to go back. But look at that, Jesus, who is the Son of God, enjoying the glory of heaven, the majesty of the Father. But he stripped himself and took the form of a slave, suffered for us, and died on the cross. May I review each one of you, my dear brothers and sisters. When you hear the crucifixion that we have just, or that the youths or the teens have narrated, remember that crucifixion during the Roman time is only for what? Criminals. So if you have done crime, grievous crime, your punishment will be crucifixion. You know, personally, if I have done a crime, I want to be shot rather than be crucified. Now, what was the reason? Crucifixion is not only physical pain, physical degradation. You will suffer psychological, and that is so painful, and the pain would linger into the core of your person. Just imagine you are not a criminal, and then you are considered a criminal. Human experience would say to us, as much as possible, when we commit even a small sin, we would hide it. But here, you are exposed to a lot of people. Hey, this man is a criminal. Look, we crucify him. When in reality, he did not commit sin. So for me, while I'm meditating and reflecting on this, we have done so much injustice on this person, Jesus Christ. It is our sin, dear brothers and sisters, that led him to be crucified on the cross when he has not committed any single little sin that deserved him to be crucified. This is, according to St. Paul, what Jesus did in his kenosis. Why was he able to embrace the cross and be crucified on the cross? It is because he emptied himself of his self, of his ego, of his self, of his pride. He humbled himself. That's why as we enter into the Holy Week, let us always remind ourselves of this person who died on the cross, who was humble, who embraced the cross, who died on the cross for me, in order for me to gain life, in order for me to achieve salvation. Just ask the question in the first reading, will we, again, the nagging question, will we follow again Jesus on his way to the cross? Because mind you, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no way for us to be saved only in the cross. That's why it's a reminder also for us. Are we free to also embrace our own crosses, our pains, our shame, our suffering, our sickness, all for the sake of Jesus Christ who died for us?